Good morning, I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Headline News. A southwestern Montana physician charged with 400 felonies for allegedly providing illegal prescriptions to patients remains free on $200,000 bail. The Ravalli Republic reports the Ravalli County Attorney's Office had filed a motion to revoke Dr. Chris Christensen's bail last week and increase the amount after learning the Florence physician had violated the condition of his release. A Yellowstone County jury found a Great Falls man guilty of killing Cascade County Sheriff's Deputy Joe Dunn by hitting him with a car during a high-speed pursuit near Belt. Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours yesterday before finding Adam Sanchez Jr. guilty of deliberate homicide in the 2014 death of Dunn. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke has joined a big push in the House to repeal America's ban on exporting crude oil. Yesterday, the White House said it would veto the bill Zinke's backing. The Republican congressman says it would create jobs in Montana and boost national security. Zinke says he only sees opposition to ending the oil export ban from one quarter.
You always have what I would call the radical environmentalists that just don't like anything with fossil fuel.
A report from the Government Accountability Office this summer says there's evidence that the export ban would be good for the domestic oil industry and might lower prices for gasoline. You can find a link to that report and yesterday's statement from the White House on our website, mtpr.org. A congressional committee today considers a bill to allow canoes, rafts, and other hand-propelled vessels to be used on hundreds of miles of rivers and streams in Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. A prior effort by Wyoming Republican Cynthia Loomis to lift longstanding restrictions on watercraft in the two parks was approved by the House, but not the Senate. There's an open house tonight on the process of cleaning up the shut-down Columbia Falls aluminum plant, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Columbia Falls Aluminum Company, or CFAC, permanently closed this spring after the plant hadn't fully operated since 2009. CFAC is in talks with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency about how to begin cleanup. One of the biggest questions is whether to give the site Superfund designation. That's something that CFAC doesn't want, says company spokesperson Haley Beaudry. He says that's because of the history of Superfund sites in Montana.
Not one single site has ever come off of that list. They've always been a Superfund site.
Haley says for the community that lost a major employer when the plant shut down, a Superfund site would make Columbia Falls an unattractive place for future businesses because of the stigma associated with the listing. The issue is split in the Columbia Falls community, with supporters on each side. Governor Steve Bullock and U.S. Senator John Tester are among those supporting the Superfund site listing. Representative Ryan Zinke has spoken of his opposition. The open house with information about the cleanup of CFAC will be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Thursday in the Columbia Falls High School cafeteria. There are no presentations planned, but booths will be set up for visitor information on all sides of the issue. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana State University was awarded several research grants yesterday, including one to research threats to Montana's bee colonies. Michelle Flenikin is an assistant professor of plant sciences and pathology at MSU. She received a $50,000 grant through the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
My lab will obtain samples throughout the course of the year from Montana's commercial beekeeping operations, and we'll identify the pathogens that are associated with those colonies, and then we'll analyze the data statistically to see if any of those pathogens correlate with colony health.
Montana State got two-thirds of the nearly $1.2 million in grants. They were awarded to support specialty crops in Montana, like apples, lentils, chickpeas, and more. The projects focus specifically on Montana's growing pulse crops industry. Other recipients include the Western Montana Growers Cooperative, Lake County Community Development Corporation, and the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council. A 64-year-old Missoula woman who was the subject of a state missing and endangered person alert has been found safe. Susan Stevens, who has dementia, went missing Tuesday afternoon. Police say she was found walking around Missoula on Wednesday morning. Police spokesman Travis Welsh says someone was looking out the window and spotted her. He says she appears okay, but was going to get a medical checkup to make sure. Washington state officials say large crowds are expected today at a public hearing on two oil terminals proposed at the port of Grays Harbor. Two companies want to expand existing facilities to bring crude oil by train from the Bakken region of North Dakota and Montana. The oil would then be transported by tankers or barges to refineries in Puget Sound and Northern California. Environmental groups announced yesterday that they're suing the Department of the Interior over its bull trout recovery plan. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The Alliance for the Wild Rockies and Friends of the Wild Swan say the bull trout recovery plan released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on September 28th doesn't protect them to the extent required by the Endangered Species Act. Bull trout are listed as threatened. Alliance for the Wild Rockies Executive Director Michael Garrity says bull trout are at risk because of logging in their habitat areas, along with culverts and dams, climate change, and pollutants in the water.
And instead of dealing with those problems and threats, they're just throwing up their hands and saying, oh, they're going to go extinct. There's nothing we can do.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says its recovery plan takes into account the threats and physical and biological needs of bull trout. It says the ultimate goal is to ensure sufficient distribution and abundance of the fish so that protection under the Endangered Species Act is no longer necessary. To see the bull trout recovery plan, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.